DVC. And the band, you get to, they kind of stand all up here, and they get to lead all the music for 200 children. And it's the most amazing thing at the end of the week when all those kids can sing with you. And they all know the song that you were singing. It's awesome, it's so awesome. I have, God, just hold on one second. I brought a miracle that I want to show you. It's just unbelievable. Well, just wait. I forgot it on my, it's so small. Okay, I got it. So there are things that are amazing but true. And sometimes they're so amazing we can't even believe they're true. I have a picture. See if I can bring this up. Do you know that ants stretch every day just like that? That ant, that picture, he's stretching. Ants stretch just like we do. Isn't that amazing? Now, you know what this is? Isn't that beautiful? That is not photoshopped. Did you know that a hummingbird weighs 3 grams? It takes 150 hummingbirds to make a pound. Now, I'm old, so I think of a pound of butter. 150 hummingbirds to make a pound. They're the smallest bird we know of, yet they're the most aggressive bird. So the hummingbird says, even though I'm small, you are not going near anything that belongs to me. That's the hummingbird. This is what I wanted to show you. I have something in my fingers that is a miracle. And I'm just going to put it up on the screen so you can see it a little bit better, because you can't really, just wait a second. Can you see this? Okay, so I'll put it up on the screen so you can see it up close. This is an apple seed. Look. In this seed is an apple tree. Can anyone explain to me how in this seed is an apple tree? Now here's the thing that's even more amazing. In the Bible says that you children, and even us adults, are like this seed. That we will go into the ground, even though we are so small now, and that there is a kind of DNA in every seed. And when that grows, it grows into something huge and beautiful. And the Bible says that's what you're like. That you are something that God has planted into this earth, and God just can't wait to see what you're going to grow into. This is the most amazing thing. Now, have you ever thought about what you'd like to grow into? Let's see if we can bring a few. Noah, or any of you, just shout out what you'd like to be when you grow up. How about this? A fire person? Firefighter? What would you like to be? You think about it all the time. Miranda. An acrobat. Nope, that's not an acrobat. That's a pilot. Something else. Help me out, girls. What would you like to be? Okay? A gymnast. Ah, almost. Some of you would like to be, there's so many things that you could do. You could be a doctor, like Dr. Julia. You could be an artist. There's lots of artists. Just a math. You could be like Kawhi. Yeah. Sneaking a Kawhi picture there. Still waiting. A dentist. Alita, what would you like to be?
I would be an RCMP.
An RCMP officer. That's brilliant. You could be a seamstress, you could be a painter, you could do things with older people. There are so many things that you could do. And the Bible says that God has planted you to do something amazing. Listen, I'm just going to read one verse from the Bible, and I'm going to call up someone who's our special guest today. Listen to this. This is from the Bible. I know that I have plans for your life, says God. I have plans that you bear fruit in your life. I have plans to grow you and plans to give you hope for a future. Isn't that brilliant? Joanne Fleming. Can you come up? Joanne is someone who has a passion for growth. You are someone who has a passion for the miracle of growth.
I do, yes.
Now, one question that kids might ask when we talk about how God's going to grow them like a seed, they might ask, can I be anything I want to be? And I want us to look at a couple of different seeds to try to answer that question. You brought some seeds.
I have, yes.
What kind of seeds did you bring?
I brought
apple seeds, just to connect those seeds that he showed you with the apple. And many people may not pay attention to those little dark spots that are in the middle, but every one of them can be an apple tree.
It's amazing. I think that's amazing.
And I brought black cherries, and in the middle of a black cherry, which is annoying that you have to spit it out because it doesn't go down, but in every cherry pit is a cherry tree.
And I brought a pet too. Anybody know what this is? Avocado. It's an avocado pit. Now, so the question is, when an avocado pit is planted, what does it grow into? An avocado. It doesn't grow into an orange tree, does it?
Never, no.
So every seed grows into what God had intended it to grow into. What else?
Right in that seed is something that it was determined to be, and it's just such a miracle. I've actually grown an avocado tree from an avocado seed, and it got about that high, and guess what? The squirrels felled them.
So inside, and you're the expert, but inside every seed is kind of like, would you call it a DNA?
It is. It's a whole plan. It's a whole model of what is going to happen to it. And right here, I have some sprouts.
Wow. I've never seen anything like that. What kind of sprouts are those?
These are mung bean sprouts. And if you have ever eaten Chinese food, you are eating mung bean sprouts. But you just didn't see them at this stage. Whoops, I see other people over here wanting to look too.
And they're edible, are they?
They are totally edible. They are far more nutritious than the lettuce that you buy from California.
And those are going to be on the picnic.
And these are going to be on the picnic,
yes. Are you going to put that with the dessert or with the salad? It doesn't matter.
Well, at a picnic, maybe dessert first. But anyway, yes, I'm going to have lots of sprouts here for you to try.
Do you know what that is? I just put tape on it because they were so small. Do you know what seeds those are?
No, I don't.
Those are tomato seeds.
Right.
Tomato. Because I had a tomato yesterday and I thought I'd bring some tomato seeds. If you plant a tomato seed, what grows? A banana tree? Look. Please understand this, because I know you ask, and you might even when you pray, you might ask God, can I be anything I want to be? God has given each of us, and not even just the children, something in us that is for a specific thing. So it's not like you plant an orange seed and grows into an apple tree. God has given you something that he will grow you into. And maybe you want to be a ballerina, but that's not what God put in your soul. But God has something that you're going to grow into. You may not even know it yet, but that's amazing to think about, isn't it?
It sure is.
I've got a few other seeds, but I think we better move on.
Okay.
Because Joanne told me something, and this was just this week, that just blew me away about how seeds, when they're planted, what happens. Okay, I'm going to put this picture up. Oh, we forgot about the miracle. Let's do this first.
All right.
Joanne is going to tell us a few mysteries of the world of nature.
There are so many mysteries, and you cannot have a seed without a flower, and you can't have a seed from a flower unless it has been pollinated. And many, many flowers, of course, need to be pollinated by bees and other insects. One of the amazing things that I've just learned this past year, because this is a passion with me, as you can likely tell already, and I'm constantly learning. How many of you have driven past the apple orchards in the area in the last month? And they're so beautiful, and they're so fragrant, and they're so awesome. I learned that the actual vibration of the bee's wings actually motivates that flower pistil to open up and receive the pollen that is on the bee's body. It is the vibration, that particular frequency, that tells the pistil to open up, the stigma to open up, in order to accept the pollination from another flower that the bee picked up somewhere else. It is just so incredibly magical. And then I want to step back one more space, because the flower buds and the leaf buds that you are enjoying this spring were actually created on the twigs of those trees last summer. Last July, August, those trees were creating the flower buds and the leaf buds that we are enjoying this year. It is such an incredible plan. It's such an incredible miracle to have all this happening. We hear about things about planning ahead, but look at how God plans ahead and all of the parts that make all of this a whole so that we could actually enjoy an apple in our lunch.
I have never heard that before, but the vibration from a bee's wings has something to do with it. That's just one more thing about how trees actually are able to pump up water into the upper parts of the trees. This is amazing. Tell them about that.
Okay. How many of you have ever used a hand water pump? And you have to pump quite hard to bring the water up from the ground to come into your bucket. Have you ever seen a pump underneath a tree? I haven't. But whatever the size of the tree, there are mysteries, and the scientists still don't know what the mysteries are either. But this tree has actually got a pumping system that will actually move hundreds of liters of water up 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet, sometimes even 300 feet. That's 30 stories high. That the water is moved from the ground, and it lifts it up, 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 50 feet, 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet. And it distributes it to every leaf equally, every needle equally. How does it do it? And it just fills me with so much awe of all of these amazing mysteries that God has created that makes all of this possible.
Sometimes we wonder when we hear in church that God is going to grow us into something. There's so much mystery in that, but there's mystery everywhere in the world of nature. Maybe some of you just can't understand. Now here's the picture that I wanted to show you. Now, when you plant a seed into the ground, this is what happens, and you told me this week, and I never knew this before, and it's so simple. This is a seed that goes into the ground, and what are we looking at there?
We are looking at two parts. First of all, you've got the little sprout that's coming up.
And one part goes up.
One part goes up, and these sprouts are just at the stage, so it has just the part going up. But in another day or so, there's going to be another part goes down. From that very same seed and from that very same sprout. And that is going to be the root, because a plant needs to have a root in order to get the moisture and the nutrients from the soil. And it has to have a sprout that has the leaves for the photosynthesis to get the light, to create the sugars to make it live. So all of those amazing things are happening in a single little sprout. And I know that with your technology, you just push a button and it's instant. But with a sprout, it's not instant. And imagine that I've just been soaking this since Tuesday of this week, and it's gotten this big already. But imagine a tree that's 1,000 years old, and it has been growing, 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 and it's been adding wood every year. And all of this is happening, and all of these amazing mysteries that our nature and God's creation.
So the two things I want to say about that, and this is what occurred to me when you talked about how every seed has a root and a stalk that goes up. So in our lives, we need a root. Like when God plants you, God has planted you into this world, and you need a root to stabilize you and to give you food and nutrients. What do you think your root is in this life? Like what's your root that gives you the things you need? You leave it? You know what? That's a good answer. I'm going to say the people that you're with are your root. The community that you're with are your root. Those are the things that give you what you need. But here's the neat thing. Also, the stalk and the plant won't survive without light. And I thought, because I always think in terms of the Bible, because I'm a minister in a church, but I just think that the Bible has the same message that we need the light that Jesus gives us to live. And that's just, when you were talking about root and light, I just thought, oh, that's so perfect. Last thing, it takes time.
It does take time, yes.
This is what Alex read, these words. Where all by itself, the soil produces grain. That's a mystery, all by itself, we don't know how. But it says, this is just in the Bible, really simple. First the stalk, and then the head, and then the full kernel in the head. So it's a process, right? It takes time for for something to grow. And I know that sometimes you think to yourself, how long do I have to wait before I know what God's going to grow me into? And you know what? Adults think that all the time too. Sometimes we're just waiting for to grow into something and we're not sure. And we think, how long? And the Bible teaches it's a process, but we just need to trust that God's mystery is a part of it, and that God, if you let God, will grow you into something beautiful. That's awesome. So thank you so much. Did we probably missed a few. Oh, we're going to finish with another song, but you don't have to get up for this song, and you don't even have to clap. But because my heart's still beating from the last one. Can you stay up and help us sing this? So I'm just going to grab my guitar. I had to do this one. We've done this one before. I saw the best version of this is John Denver singing it on Sesame Street. And it's really cool because he's standing in the garden and all the flowers are like little Muppets. And when he starts to sing it, the garden starts to sing with him. Right, so let's sing this one. Once more, because people were just getting warmed up. Let's hear you.